Welcome back, everyone. On Tuesday, Wolf and I talked a lot about Jacksonville's run game. Today, it is Ben's day, so let's hear the quarterback on Jacksonville's defense.
This is one of the best defenses I've ever played against.
What about this defense makes you say something like that?
Everything. There's not one thing. Pass rush, linebacker, secondary, their stats. You look at what they've put on paper and put on tape this year. I think that speaks for themselves.
All right, Wolf, we saw them in week 5. We know it wasn't pretty for Ben Roethlisberger, by far his worst game of the season. They're still the same defense. They were still doing well after that matchup. What do we need to know?
Well, first of all, you got to know that this is a team that hunts. I mean, this is a pack on the front four. They are so dominant speed-wise, power-wise, size-wise, that you look at it and you say, okay, make sure nobody gets a free run. You got to make sure everybody locks up with a guy. You got a guy like Calais Campbell, who's 6'8", 310 pounds, and he plays at defensive end. He'll play at 3 technique. He'll play over the center. I mean, this is a guy who moves around. And then you've got Yannick Ngakoue, another 12-sack, double-digit sack guy, who's, you watch his move. I mean, you can see the move that he makes when he goes 3 steps, 45 degrees, and then leaps upfield for the outside swat. I mean, you can time it again and again. And yet he still gets around there because he's got exceptional quickness and first-step readiness. And so watching these guys, and you see how they come defensively speaking, and with the speed of the linebackers, you think, okay, if we can get to the third level, we got a chance. Well, you got two of the best corners in football back there, and they've got between them in that secondary, you got 21 INTs. That's a huge amount of stuff going on back there. So you got 55 sacks, you got 21 INTs, and you throw in 12 fumbles, and I'm telling you, this is a team that creates turnovers and then dishes it up to the offense to get something done and make short fields for them.
Yeah, what really impressed me about these guys, and I was at the game here in October. I watched the Buffalo game twice. I saw him play a couple other times during the year. 55 sacks, second only to the Steelers, 56. But to me, the most impressive thing is how much pressure they get. Even when they don't get the quarterback on the ground, they are in his face. They are collapsing the pocket. They're moving him off his spot and making him run and kind of improvise something as he goes along. They do not let a passer become comfortable back there. And the one weakness statistically, 21st in rushing on the season. I think part of that's been alleviated to a degree by the in-season trade for Marcell Dareus from Buffalo. But also those corners, the Bills tried the extra tight ends and extra linemen, you know, number whatever is eligible thing. Right. And when they did that, Jacksonville had no problem putting 9 guys in the box and say, we're playing single out here, we're playing single out here, and you're not running the ball on us. They're legit. I don't think they kind of have that take your head off element, but they get you on the ground. They're not intimidating, but I would say they're more relentless and swarming.
When you stand in front of a guy like Calais Campbell, trust me, you can't help but feel like a little, wow, that's a tall man, you know.
No, but I don't see him necessarily lighting people up.
But what you'll see, this is an up-the-gap type rushers. They're gonna rush the quarterback, and that's why they get in trouble on the run, because they want to go and they want to hunt. They want to get the quarterback on the ground. And then they'll run by a running back or two. And so that's where I get what you're saying. And then you play your linebackers a little bit deep, but they got great speed. They run well, Telvin Smith and crew. So the fact is, this is a defense that has got a lot going for it, both in the front end, the back end. There's virtually no real weaknesses. Malik Jackson's a guy I didn't even talk about, and yet that's one of the quickest guys up front that you see when he puts his hand in the dirt, and he can go from the front side gap on the center to the backside gap and still get up the gap. I mean, that is really astounding close quarter combat quickness, and he's got it. They all do up front, and they do hunt well, I will tell you this.
After the loss in week 5, a lot was made. Should they have run the ball more, being the Steelers? Is that still what you think needs to happen against this defense?
Well, I think the Steelers as an offense pride themselves on being able to do whatever is necessary on a particular Sunday or Monday or Thursday, whenever the game is. Le'Veon Bell's talked about this a lot. They can run and they can throw. It's a question of going into a game, figuring out what works, and then doing that. And I think when you play against Jacksonville, if you're going to throw the ball against these guys a lot, you know you're going to have to contend with an in-your-face pass rush, and then if anything is a little off, they got guys on the back end that can take it away. Well, if all four of the starters in the secondary intercept at least four passes this year. So should they have run more? Well, if they had, the chance for interception would have been minimized.
Right. But I will say this, and I have to add this, because Dave DeCastro had one of the best quotes when they talked about Marcell Dareus being added to the defensive line that Jacksonville has. And David said something to the effect of, I find it appalling. That should be against the rules to be able to add a guy like Marcell Dareus to a group that already is so deep and so fast and so hungry to hunt. That is really, they're impressive up front.
All right.
Linebacker and secondary, too.
Yes, you are exactly correct.
It's a great unit. And now, you know, they lack experience and been there, done that, guys at receiver. Their running back is a rookie. They got a rookie left tackle. You know, you make your decisions and you got to fit everything in. It's not a super team, but they've clearly decided to play that defense card, and they're going to ride that as far as it takes, Matt, and run the ball.
No question about it, but I just finished watching that film of the game in October, and I will tell you this. You, and everybody knows it, the Steelers have the offensive firepower to be able to take it to these guys. They have the offensive line that can do that close quarter combat, running, pass protection, all that sort of thing. This is going to be a fun game because I'm telling you, with Gilbert back, Marcus Gilbert, you got the classic Jurassic meat-eater matchup between him and Calais Campbell. I'm going to be front and center watching that one, let me
That's
tell you.
That's a new wolfism I haven't
heard.
I like it.
Classic Jurassic. I like that.
We'll write that one down.
All right, we're gonna predator-based pass rush going on there, man.
We're going to take another quick break. When we return, agree to disagree.